Thank you for listening to the Legacy Church Podcast. To connect with us, go to legacynb.com. Now enjoy some teaching, healing, and prophetic ministry from one of our Encounter and Equip services.
So I'm going to ask the prophetic ministry team to go ahead and come on up as well, those of you who are here. We have a team that we have trained to operate in prophetic ministry, but we want you to know that in this house, we're all called to prophesy. Everyone can hear the Lord. In fact, pre-Christians can hear the Lord because you all heard him before you said yes to him, right? Like he had to woo you in. So we want to remember, we all hear the Lord, but we do have a team that is trained specifically to be coached to grow in this particular ministry. But we are a prophetic house, a prophetic culture here, a prophetic company. And we believe that everyone can hear God. And we want everyone to be equipped to know how to hear the Lord for yourself. It's not just about us hearing God for you. It's you learning to hear God for yourself. Every son and daughter of God can hear him. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice." Right? And so it's about learning how to discern the voice of the Lord. But we also want to redeem the prophetic ministry. There's been a lot of abuse in that, a lot of misuse in that in other streams. And so we do have prophetic protocols that we go through. And so if we call you out, we may have one person give you a prophetic word. We may have a second or even a third person add on to that word because we know in part and we prophesy in part. Right? And the other thing is this. There are more scriptures about you testing the word and judging the word than even us giving the word. So we have a responsibility in releasing the revelation and our interpretation of the word, but it's vitally important that you test and judge the word. It should resonate with you. It should agree with your spirit. This should be the same Holy Spirit that's talking. Okay, a lot of times prophetic words are confirmations of things that he has already been talking to you about. He just wants to give you a nudge to let you know, yes, it's him. Sometimes it is a new thing. It's an invitation into something else. It may not be a word of knowledge, factual information. Sometimes those are paired in prophecy as well, but it may be an invitation for you to align yourself with it. So it's really important that if you get a prophetic word, please make sure that you record it or go back and listen to the recording and write it down and pray into it and ask God, how do I come into agreement with this? If this is you, how do I move forward in this, right? I always tell people, if you think you're called to the nations, you should have a passport. You should be studying that language there. You're coming in an agreement by faith, whatever it is. If you get a word about creativity, like whatever it is, well, you need to go and get you some art supplies or whatever it is, right? Like you want to come into agreement with that word. So we steward the Rhema word of God and we treasure it in the same way that we steward the Logos, the word of God, right? The scripture. It's really important that we do that because sometimes you'll have to pray into a word for years. I've had words not be answered for 10 years later and I still have words that have not been completely fulfilled yet, but I absolutely know that they're words of the Lord. I don't know how they're supposed to take place, but I know I'm going to come into agreement with it, whatever it is. And so I review them on the regular and pray through them. So it's important that you do that, okay? All right, so we'll start. Who wants to go first? Ready?
Hello, young lady in the gray blouse over there. Do you know who you are? Yeah, all right. So I feel like the enemy has been telling you some lies lately and you've believed them. I don't think I'm supposed to tell you what they are, but I know them. I have them written down. We can talk later if you'd like. But I need to tell you some truths. Truths. You are immaculately loved by the Father. You're immaculately loved by Jesus. You're immaculately loved by the Holy Spirit. All of them want to hang out with you in a moment-by-moment basis. God's promise and his provision is available in your current circumstance that you're going through. Whatever that is. And I think he wants you to start asking this question. Jesus, what are you supposed to be in this moment for me? Who are you supposed to be? Because the beautiful thing is, his name is I Am, so he can be it. And also, I'm supposed to welcome you to the family. So you are welcome to this family, to the Lord's family. You are not an orphan. You are a beautiful daughter. And literally, you are welcome here. So I just come into agreement with that, Lord, that this is your beautiful daughter whom you have set free, who is free, and who will be free all of the time, all of the days of her life. And Father, we just receive her as a sister into this household. In Jesus' name.
Amen. I had her too. Yeah. So what's your name, beautiful? Because otherwise it's just going to be beautiful for today. Gina? Jeanette. Okay, I heard Jeanette. Everyone heard that? Okay, I didn't say it wrong. Okay, awesome. So Jeanette, you are highlighted to me as well. And I felt like you've been having some negative emotions and thoughts running through your head. And well, we have those things and that's fine, but what the thing is they're not yours. They're the enemy. But he wants you to think it's you. And of course we have things inside of us, the questions, but it's really the things that are overwhelming, it's not you. It's the enemy pushing that on you and making you feel like it's your thoughts, making it feel like it's your emotions. So I just want to declare that knowledge and that wisdom that you are free, that you have freedom, that is something he's trying to push. So I just declare breakthrough. I just declare protection. I just declare that there is a surrounding layer, Lord. I just declare extra angels right now in the name of Jesus. So there's clarity to think through what you really feel and know about the Lord, what you've really been taught, what you've really experienced with him, that would come through, that the truth would come through. And so I just declare breakthrough and you to think for yourself in Jesus' name.
So God sees you as a 2-year-old little girl with pigtails sitting at his banquet table. He loves you, and you are precious, precious to him. And he's bringing out a birthday cake to put in front of you, and all he wants to do is watch you put your face in that cake just because he loves you. You haven't done anything at this point in your life at 2 years old to deserve his love. We never can deserve the love that he shows us. But he loves you just because he loves you. Just because he loves you. He really desperately loves you and wants you to just crawl up in his lap and cry in on his shoulder if you need to.
So I'm just going to release over you the words that have been spoken over you right now are about identity and coming into clear understanding of your identity and your royalty in who you are, that you are gifted and that you are called, Jeanette. And he knows you by name, and he's calling you into a greater purpose, into a greater destiny with him. And there's a dance that he's doing with you right now. Like there's an intimate dance that he's drawing you and he's wooing you into himself. And I feel like that dance is actually going to stomp on some things. Like there's a breaker that you have that as you begin to release freedom, as you begin to release that delight in the Lord, there's going to be a wave of freedom that's going to come out you and around you in Jesus' name. Amen. New words.
So, white shirt right here. Yes. Michaela. Okay. Michaela, I saw your shirt when you were worshiping. I saw your arms going up and it almost looked like you were parachuting down. And I feel like you've been in a high place with the Lord, but he's coming down to say, it's time to roll up your sleeves and get in the dirt and get after it, right? And so this is a season where he's putting your hand to the plow, right? And it's going to be a very productive season for you, but you're coming from the high place, and that's going to change how you do what you do, right? Because you know who you are. So I just bless you to be very productive in this season, to not just to take what's been put in your hand, whether it's a mustard seed of faith, and to propagate that to mustard seed farms, if you will, right? So you're going to be very successful at what you're setting your hand to in this season. And I just bless that in Jesus' name.
Any add-on? Okay, new word?
I have a new one. Young lady right here. What's your name? Yes, you. Yeah. Mika. So I feel that the Lord has a special calling for you, but it's an everyday life calling. It's not earlier in the first service, we went after calling evangelists, and I think that you should have been in that group. I think that word is totally over your head, like a neon sign to me right now, that you've been called to be someone that walks in your daily life, somebody that meets people right where they are, and someone that loves with the love of Jesus. And I declare that over you. I declare a quadruple anointing of everything that God has ever given me as far as evangelism goes all over you, Father God. I just pray that you would put on her a heart for the lost and the broken, And I just pray that you would immediately start showing fruit in her life. There are so many hungry people out there that she can speak to, and just give her the boldness of the Lion of Judah that lives inside of her to speak in Jesus' name.
When you said your name, it reminded me of the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. I don't know if y'all have little kids, but when my kids were little, it was Mika Muska Mickey Mouska or something like that, right? And it reminded me, you're not a mouse, right? You're a lioness. And the thing is, a mouse makes a lot of squeaky noises and moves around real fast. A lioness, she knows her place. She didn't have to make a lot of noise. And if she does, it's with intention, right? And your voice has power.
That's good. That's a good word. Does it add on?
I have one for a spouse. Is this your husband or boyfriend? Awesome. Boyfriend, what's your name?
JD.
JD, awesome. So, JD, I saw you were, I don't know, looking up here somewhere, but your eyes were highlighted to me that you have very intense for some reason. It was highlighted, and I just feel like you see things that other people miss, and you have great wisdom in your eyes, and like you could pick up things very quickly. And that's just been an awesome gifting that you've had your whole life. But I feel like you've used it well. You've stewarded it well. And so I feel like it's just time for an upgrade. So I just declare upgrades. I could see like an oil, like a vase of oil just pouring on you. So I just declare more, Lord. I thank you that you're going to show him more. That it's almost like the Google lenses that we all think are coming, you know, like that you can just see things that the Lord is going to highlight to you. Things when you look, because you look deeply, you don't look at surface level. And so I thank you, Father, that he can look into people's hearts and that he has discernment, Lord, and that he has your eyes for people, that he doesn't just see the gunk, but he sees the beauty, he sees the giftings, he sees the calling. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to give him the knowledge and the wisdom and the blueprints right now on how to build those people up, that you're a people builder. And so I just thank you, Father. I thank you for JD. I thank you for his calling. And I just declare more and more upgrades in the name of Jesus. Amen.
My dear in the jean jacket, yes. What's your name? Domalee? Cool. That's a cool name. I'm close enough. All right. So here's what I heard, that you are a woman of integrity. I heard that you're a woman of integrity and that you... You've been teaching people. You've been trying to preach at them a little bit here and there, but not all of it's been effective. And I feel like the Lord's saying that a lot of things are caught, not taught, but that you are such a woman of integrity that people who see your life, how you operate, how you do what you do, that they're going to get an impartation from viewing you. So, Lord, I thank you for that, and I agree, and I declare it over her life that people will learn just from watching in Jesus' name.
Yeah, you're redemptively, I see a giver on you. Like, you're a very generous person. I just see such a big heart that you're a very generous person, and the Lord wants to bless your generosity, and you can't outgive God. He is very generous, and he wants to love on you that much more.
Yeah, I see a chain breaker anointing on you. I see a really strong gift of discernment of spirits that you're able to tell people's intentions, good from evil, very easily. You have a very strong BS meter, I definitely agree with the integrity. I see that all over you, and you do things the right way, even when no one is watching. And what he said about people watching. And seeing the integrity on your life and learning from that is spot on. I saw that also.
Okay. Deb, I feel like the Lord is saying that you're entering in a season right now of harvest, that this is a harvest season for you. If you've laid some tracks with people and certain relationships and stuff too, and they're coming to fruition, I feel like it's a turning of a season right now that you have plowed, you have poured in seasons, you've watered, you've planted, but now's the time where harvest is coming for you. And I feel like the Lord is chasing you down with that. I feel like it's a harvest season, that there's lots of fruit that's coming out of your life because of all the ways that that you have prayed on your knees for people, and you're going to start seeing the fruit of all of that come to pass very quickly. And I release that over you in Jesus' name. And I feel like it's the same that's true. Now, I know some things in the natural with Bob and Leslie, but I just absolutely feel like you're in a harvest season right now, that you're going to reap the things that you have sown into people, that you're reaping a harvest of the lives of the sons and daughters that you have poured into, and you're going to see massive fruit come from it. And those people are going up so far because you have planted in. It's almost like I see, I don't know how to garden, but I've seen those things where they stick the bottles all the way down into the roots so that the roots actually get the direct hit, like the Miracle-Gro goes right into the root or whatever. And I feel like that's what you guys do, that you go straight to the root of who they are so that they plant up bigger, higher, and faster, and actually is going to multiply the fruit out of that. And the thing is that sometimes the Lord, I feel like the Lord has kept you in hidden places, and I feel like the Lord is very strategic about where he shows up to highlight you and to launch you. And I do feel like there's going to be some open doors that are going to come available that are going to launch you into the next thing. And Leslie, I feel like there's something very specific about prayer and about writing for you. You carry a gift of wisdom and with intercession especially. And I feel like, and I know it's kind of cliche to have people write books, but I absolutely feel like you're supposed to be writing a book, that there's something that you've been writing. And I don't know if it's in prayer journals or how to pray or how you've been doing things, but there's a gift of wisdom on your life that he's wanting to release into you, and it's to be multiplied. It may be a book, it may be curriculum, but there's something that I just see you writing it out. Whether it's to be published or not, I don't know, but I just see you sitting there writing with the Lord the wisdom of the things that he has taught you, because I feel like it's supposed to be multiplied to other people. I'm hearing right now that it's like you writing letters. The Lord's going to give you names of people, and he's going to write letters of prophetic words. It's like when Graham Cook talks about how he crafts his prayers, our prophetic words, but he crafts them, he prays over them, and he spends lots of time over them. And I feel like you're going to launch and release some things to people as you send them those cards or those letters. And I actually feel like, where'd the person go? I think it was this guy right here. I feel like the Lord is blessing the work of your hands right now, that there's leadership on your hands, that there's an advancement and a promotion that's coming for you because you are pure-hearted, because you're a man of integrity, you're pure-hearted, and you know what's right and what's wrong, and you like to do the things that are right, and you're going to do them right, and if you can't do it, then why do it at all? Like, we're going to do it right if we're going to do it at all. And I feel like because of that integrity and that hard work, the Lord is going to highlight you for promotion. I don't know what you do for work, but I feel like promotion is coming for you. And I wanted to be able to speak over a few people again. I did this in first service. He mentioned the evangelist thing or whatever. We know that that's on you or whatever. And so I love that that was on you. But if you feel called to evangelism, I'm going to ask you to stand up for a moment. If that's a burn in your heart, I feel like the Lord is doing something with evangelism right now. Now, obviously, we're all supposed to be evangelists. We're all supposed to evangelize and preach the gospel and to share the good news. Amen? We all are supposed to be doing that as believers, as sons and daughters. But I feel like he's highlighting evangelism in this season. There's something that's a catalyst that is growing right now in this season. It's for the body of Christ as a whole, but there are some of you that are specifically called and equipped to evangelism, and there's a fire that he's releasing inside of people. There's a burden for the lost that is coming upon you, and I release it into your hearts right now. The fire of the Lord, the burning for the lost, you're going to be weeping. I saw pictures and visions of people weeping on their knees, just burdened for the Lord, and I feel like it's going to come out in your prayers with your time on your knees. And he's going to start showing you faces. The Lord showed me he's going to start showing people faces. He's going to introduce faces to you in your dreams, in your visions, in your prayer time. And then you're going to run into those people so that you'll know that you know that those are the ones that he's highlighting to you. I don't think it's just those. Please don't limit yourself. But I feel like there are others that are going to come alongside you and to be able to help with this. I see people going out and doing street ministry. I see you reaching the lost. I feel like can't help but share the gospel in the marketplace, in the stores, at the gas station. The Lord's just going to give you a burden for his kids. He is weeping for those lost ones, and he's giving you that conviction. He's giving you that fire right now. So I release that fire into your hearts right now in Jesus' name, and I release fire on your feet. Whoa! I release fire on your feet. The Lord said to release fire on your feet so that you will go, that you blessed are the hands and the feet that go and take the good news. So I bless your feet to be caught on fire, that you cannot help but go. You'll be itching to go. You'll need to go. You'll just get up and you'll just have to go outside the door. You've got nothing else to do, but he's going to send you out, and he's going to send you to the lost. He's going to send you to the ones that are broken and hurting, and he's going to give you the words for them, and he's going to release them to you. And he calls you sons and daughters, but he also calls you mother mothers and fathers. You're going to release the father's heart over them. He's gathering his kids to you right now. There may be brothers and sisters, but some of you are being specifically called to mother and father the lost right now, and they're going to come into the kingdom quickly. It's like the fish are jumping out of the lake and into your boat. It's not going to be hard. You just have to speak. You just have to declare. You just have to open your mouth and to begin to share. And so I bless them right now, Lord, with the fire of your heart, Father, for the lost, the burden for the heart. And I release that fire in their hands and fire on their feet, that they will go and they will take the good news. Lord, I thank you that this is a new thing that you're doing. This is a new thing that you're doing. And I ask you to accelerate it in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. More, Lord. Amen. Oh, amen. Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's give him a clap offering. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The harvest is coming. The harvest is coming in. We thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Now, we have our prophetic team. If you guys have any other words over anybody that didn't get a chance, if you want to point some people out, Cornelius, he's got a word for you. Anybody else? So if you guys need a prophetic word or want one, you have our team here. We also have our altar team. I'm going to ask the altar team to come up to the front over here. If you need prayer for anything, please do not leave without dealing with whatever it is the Lord wants you to have agreement with and prayer or whatever. We also have a couple of our youth ministry who are here for the dream team. They interpret dreams and stuff too, and we'll put the dream team over here on this side as well. So we want to encourage you, if you have a dream that you would like interpreted, they'll do that for you as well. So, Lord, I just thank you. We release heaven's grace, Father, over each one. We thank you that it is an open heaven everywhere we go. And we thank you, Father. I pray protection. I pray peace over each one and joy, joy, joy. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us as we seek first after God's kingdom and release it to transform lives and cities. If you would like more information about how to grow in the kingdom or connect with Legacy, go to our website, www.legacynb.com.